Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. It's 8:44. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Take a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to talk some more college football here. Hoping to be joined in just 1 second from CBS Sports' John Talty. But one of the questions I feel like I'm going to ask John when we get cranked off is about some of the craziness that comes.
Pause.
What? We get cranked off? Is that a pause?
That's a pause.
That's a pause, brother.
I use that very often.
I would
now
say,
y'all have me rethinking that.
I would say cranked up would be cranked probably up. A better verbiage.
Cranking the car.
You crank it up. You don't.
Like, I use that a lot, and now y'all are really making me rethink the fact that I use that a lot.
I would rethink
Man,
if I was you.
I never put it in that context, but it actually is a pause.
Do you Google these things before you just say them?
I usually don't Google anything before I talk.
Never live
no.
that down.
So it kind of is what it is.
Hey, let's go ahead and talk about the Brown Grass Tournament. We haven't given it much air, but if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf and do some good, Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, presented by Finley Roofing, is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com, click the events link, and you can also go to our Twitter account. I have it pinned to the top, so it's really easy to find. Do it now because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th. And I say we haven't given it much air because I think I'm going to have a special role that day, right, Bo? Like, I'm not going to be playing, but I'm going to go around and get some social media.
You're
going to
be the hype lady.
Yes. I'm going to go around and hang out with everyone, film you, ask questions, bring all this stuff to air. I cannot wait.
The bringer of vibes.
It's such a fun event. We've crushed it so far with the first couple years, third annual, obviously. And, you know, we got a special role for Allie, and Pets for Vets has benefited from it. I've talked to Mark, who runs Pets for Vets, and he's going to have, I think, something special for that. So yeah, dude, it's a great
hole.
Time. That's the way you start your Thanksgiving week. Yeah, we have a specialty hole, speed hole.
Yeah.
Where it's not about
off.
The size in that one. It's just about the speed. So you get in and out on that hole and it helps your score.
Hey, I think I'm about getting some new golf clubs. And
for the brown grass?
Yeah, well, yeah, between now and then.
Let's go to
I have y'all are gonna do this again. I have lengthened clubs. So I have to get them specially made, obviously.
So it's about the size of your stick?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's one of those things where I've got to get that situated soon so they can get all customized and re-gripped and everything else. But I haven't bought new golf clubs in 10 years, and now's the time. I'm ready to dive back into
Let's get you down to PGA Tour. Know some people down there.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I also heard, are you getting a special outfit for the day? Because I thought I heard you asking Drew yesterday where to go get fitted for golf clothes.
No, this is golf clubs. That's
clubs.
What
I'm talking
about. I heard clothes.
I was like, hey, man, where's the last time you got fitted for golf clubs? Where'd you go? So we started kicking around the name of another couple of stores.
Okay.
Not golf clothes. No.
Should have connected those dots.
Yeah.
My apologies. But I feel like now you should get a special outfit.
Now I don't feel as bad, Allie, because I thought Mike said the music choice wasn't lame, and he thought it was going to be when he actually said Lil Wayne. So it's okay.
I got to get it together around you guys. Speaking clearly here.
I understand the words you're saying, even the ones that sound very awkward, like you know the phrases that you probably shouldn't say on the air.
Yeah.
Anyways, you might be in Rick Caffey's office after that one.
I'm gonna ask Bo this question, and I want you to answer it. We do need to talk a little bit about college football here. Let's you know kind of wrap things up on that.
Yeah.
And the worst weekend between these two head coaches, was it Brian Kelly or was it James Franklin? I tend to think James Franklin, but LSU fans would probably make the argument that it's Brian Kelly.
Neither.
What? Neither one of them had a bad weekend?
Neither was to the point of like saying, oh, they're awful. Yeah, they both had bad weekends because they lost. It's worse for James Franklin if you have to have an answer, because it continues a narrative for him. The narrative is he can't beat top 10 teams. He loses every big game he coaches. That's his narrative. That's who he is. You got to, even in the playoff last year,
yes,
the games he won were against who? SMU and Boise State. Okay?
Yes.
He didn't beat top 10 teams. He lost to the top 10 team that he beat,
yeah,
or that he played, which was Notre Dame. So that's the narrative about him. Brian Kelly, it's lesser, because Kelly has them in position. Look, LSU loses two games, they're probably in the college football playoff. It just depends on who. If you lose to Ole Miss,
such a good point,
and then you lose to, but Penn State could be the same way. It's what they were last year. Last year they lost two games. They're in the college football playoff. They happen to make the Big Ten championship game, which is good. If you're going to lose two games, it kind of matters. But yeah. I would say if anybody, it'd be Franklin.
Let's hear from Franklin on Big Game Narrative and his facts.
I kind of look at the entire picture. I get that narrative, and it's really not a narrative. It's factual. It's the facts. I get it. But I try to look at the entire picture and what we've been able to do here. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to win those games. And I take ownership, and I take responsibility.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I think when – And this he sounds a lot like Kirby getting the Bam question, right? Does it not? It's like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We haven't been good in those situations. We just need to figure out what's going on. I'm not worried about the narrative. I'm worried about what has gotten us to that narrative. But it is getting to the point where I listen to James Franklin talk like that, and I'm like, have you tried anything different? I'm looking at it going, have you tried anything? Because the Kirby with Bama thing, it's not like Georgia's played awful. Like, they play good. They play good. Those are good games. Like James Franklin, when you start getting to, 4-25 or whatever it is he is at Penn State against top 10 teams, it's like, dude, I don't know if y'all need to eat breakfast earlier. Like, I don't know if you need to do a different film session. Like, that's a big sample size, man.
The problem for me is the only top 10, he plays only a few top 10 teams every year, and it's always Ohio State, Michigan. And those are always college football playoff teams in his tenure. Now, would that number be different if he played in the SEC, or would it be worse? Would it have to be better? It just been the sample size would be so many. But then I go think about it. I'm like, you know how many pro? You think Auburn wouldn't kill for James Franklin right now?
That's a good point.
I mean, now I know that Hugh Freeze is there, blah blah blah. But you think Florida wouldn't kill for James Franklin's resume right now?
He's almost the Mike Tomlin of college football.
Yeah, it's not fair. Mike Tomlin has a championship.
True,
but yeah, he doesn't have one without Ben Roethlisberger. He doesn't have a playoff one without Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I agree with you. I also look at the way Drew Aller played this past weekend. Not good for like three quarters of that game. So I don't know if that's on James Franklin or what's the deal with it. But it seems to happen more times than not in those situations with them.
Dude, AI is like, somebody had a Drew Aller tweet the other day, and it was not about anything he played, but it was like kind of him being similar to like in people's DMs, and it was a fake tweet, but the things that were written, it's like, where are we going? AI has caused trouble. I heard a press that Cam Ward press conference I heard the other day. The first, I listened to it three times on Sunday night, and I was like, I'm trying to figure out if this is AI or not. And then I went and scrolled Twitter more, and I saw like Adam Schefter tweeted, and I was like, okay, it's real.
Yeah, there was one the other day that got me. It was a Kirk Cousins press conference where he was going off the rails. Like, there's no way. There's no way this is him.
Yeah. I thought Bo was spot on when he put the Cam Ward press conference on our thread. And he's like, I thought this was AI.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell these days. But that Cam Ward one was like, yeah, dude, we suck. Like, we played a quarter of our games. We haven't won. We just got shut out. We're awful. He was a 40% passer this weekend, and I was like, man, this has still got to be AI. Nope, not AI. Yeah. Absolutely, Cam Ward in the topic of conversations.
Friend. I mean, so. We keeping a buck right now. We ass. Yeah.
Cam, sir, this is a family program. I mean,
oh my
I don't
gosh,
know.
Dude, so good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I the other game I wanted to talk about, Clemson, North Carolina this weekend. You want to talk about two head coaches that are in the crosshairs of their programs right now with Dabo Swinney and Bill Belichick facing off. You thought at one point this would be a game that would be highly publicized and said you got 1-3 Clemson that's going to be favored by two touchdowns at UNC. Just an absolute, just eyes bleeding type of football game coming out of the ACC.
Did you see Belichick? They asked him, some guy was like, what's the mindset now that the conference play has started and you're finished with the out of conference? And he's like, we play whoever's on the schedule. We prepare the
same.
We're
just trying to get better each and every day.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter if they're in our conference or not. It's just whoever's on the schedule is who we prepare for.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Hey, how's the lady doing? Yeah. Did she finish English 101 yet?
Not to poke at you at all, and I don't mean this anyway, but I really that was a letdown game for me this weekend, and the other one is the Florida Texas game, where I really thought that was going to be a game where, remember, I picked it in preseason that I was like Texas could come in undefeated as a number one team if they beat who they're supposed to, and Florida is going to be much improved and they could really upset things in the national championship picture, and now it's like.
Wait.
Yeah, that's not the result I'm looking at.
Don't sleep on that, because Florida can still affect Texas's postseason play. And Billy Napier said he saw a different look in DJ Lagway's eyes.
Oh, okay, good. Does that make you feel better?
No!
Yeah, I was going to say, stop, dude. Stop it.
You know what makes me feel better?
He had this crazy look in his eye, and at one point he said, let's get it on.
I would feel better if the Georgia message boards ran their program. Because then I think Kirby would be available. Maybe Florida could get enough money to pay him.
Yeah, Florida and everybody else in the country.
I mean, dude.
But there's not. I don't think there's a program in the country that wouldn't fire the guy they have now to get Kirby.
A guy tweeted me over the weekend on Sunday morning and said, I don't care what you say. Georgia is a step down. Kirby, if he's going to be unprepared and soft with how he's
Georgia
coaches,
fans
yes, then he's got to go.
It.
And I was like,
stop.
I was like, you know, there are so many programs. We got 16 SEC schools now. There are 15 SEC programs are praying that you fire Kirby Smart.
He'd get a raise.
I mean,
he'd get a raise.
Get a raise. Are you kidding me? It would be like he won the lottery. You think Jimbo Fisher got a bunch of guaranteed money?
Imagine the red carpet coming off that jet.
But those are the fanatic fans.
We have covered so much today. If you are here during the last few minutes of the show, it's such a gift because we're in our delirium and you're just hearing everything. You're
just
hearing
diarrhea
everything
of the mouth
spill
right
out.
Now.
Yes, yes. That is going to do it for us today. We got to clock out for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Google it before you talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.